AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel is keeping up its campaign of targeting Iran's leaders, killing its third top official in 2 days. Israel says three private aircraft were damaged in recent days by fragments of Iranian missiles that were intercepted. Maritime data shows 89 ships so far have moved through the Strait of Hormuz since the start of the war. Here's the AP's Philip Crowther.
Out of those 89 ships, one-fifth are affiliated with Iran. There are also ships that are affiliated with India and Pakistan that have managed to make their way during wartime through the Strait of Hormuz. And other ships have been heading to China. But essentially, the situation that all of these ships are facing is that Iran right now is deciding who gets through the Strait of Hormuz safely and who gets threatened with possible attacks.
President Trump will be there when the remains of six U.S. service members return from the Middle East to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Homeland Security Secretary nominee Mark Wayne Mullen says he wants to bring peace of mind and confidence to the agency.
My goal in 6 months is that we're not in the lead story every single day.
At his Senate hearing, Mullen says he wants to put partisanship aside and fund the department as he vowed to get down to work and keep it out of controversies. Funding has been cut off for Homeland Security. Pakistan announced a pause in strikes in Afghanistan 2 days after a deadly airstrike in Kabul. Iranian media is reporting Iran's national women's soccer team has returned to the Islamic Republic after several players sought asylum in Australia. The public wrangling between Iran, FIFA, and President Trump over the narrative of playing in the World Cup shifted to Mexico, where President Claudia Sheinbaum seemed open to suggestion by diplomats that Iran's games in June be moved to her country. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street as another rise in crude oil prices has investors worried about inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 387 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after a report came out showing that inflation in wholesale prices accelerated unexpectedly last month. That made investors even more sure that the Federal Reserve will not announce a cut to interest rates in the afternoon. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.22%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The State Department says it is adding 12 countries to an expanding list of nations whose citizens must post bond of up to $15,000 to apply for U.S. visas. People in 50 countries in all are now on that list. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.